Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, what is new at the Garden in Kerrville?
Well, there's lots of new artwork, new flowers, new people. We're going to have the Line of Judah, restrooms, a whole bunch of stuff that we're believing for. And so it's a lot to come see. And we've got, you know, several million, like, $2.5 million worth of artwork that's up there on that hill in Kerrville.
Something that's also really nice that we don't talk a lot about is the garden, the actual garden itself. It's very well kept. You've got a volunteer force that does that. Right. It's irrigated, so it's beautiful all the time, year-round.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasant place to be. But on top of that, Holy Spirit wanders through there all the time. And so he's touching everybody, and even the ones that weren't looking to get touched, didn't want to get touched, he touches them anyways, and their lives change. They get set free. They get healed. It's just an amazing thing.
Something else that's has evolved, and I don't know if you thought about this or not in the beginning, but the rocks. The rocks that people sign and put their name and little messages on.
The prayer rocks.
Yeah,
hundreds
that's amazing,
of thousands
isn't it?
Of them. Yeah, hundreds thousands, of thousands. Thousands of that circle, the cross-shaped garden, is a path, a prayer path, and hundreds of thousands, and as the Scripture says, even the rocks will cry out the name of Jesus, and that's what we have happening on that mountain, Roy.
Miracle of the week. Tell us about that.
We had an interesting one that came in we heard about here at the end of April, actually, and Rosalind Bell was on duty there in the office, and a couple, Antonio and Christine Garcia of San Antonio, came in and told her this incredible healing miracle of cancer at the cross. And so they didn't write it down, they just told her, and I told Roz to call them back and put down all the details. So they wrote this incredible letter, which I've got here in front of me, and I don't have time to read the whole letter, but basically the husband, Antonio, had stage 4 prostate cancer, and the doctor said he needed surgery immediately, and they'd heard wondrous healings had happened at the cross, and so they prayed under the cross, and the wife, Christine, got a word of knowledge that God from God that Antonio was not going to have surgery. And so in fact, the surgery would be delayed. And so the morning that he's supposed to get the surgery, he woke up with palsy on his face, and they thought a stroke or something was going on, so they canceled the surgery. Anyways, God didn't let Antonio have the surgery that was scheduled by the doctors, and apparently Christine could literally smell the cancer. But what happened is God told Christine, it says right here, God told Christine that Antonio should stop taking all the medications and that he was taking, and he should detox himself from the chemicals that were being put in his body, and he lost so much weight and was very weak. Anyways, the doctors went up and prayed at the cross, and prayed under the cross, and then the wife noticed that the smell of death, she says here, disappeared. And so they went into the doctor, and the doctor performed the CT scans and in preparation, assuming they're going to do the surgery. And he came back in the room and was speechless, and he put the two scans side by side. And he said, there's absolutely no sign of cancer. The cancer ever existed. All the blood work, the CTs, and every test they ran came back completely normal. And the doctor checked the names on the reports to make sure he hadn't got the records switched. And so anyways, they came back to the office here and told us that story. And that was one of the stories that we didn't even know what happened. But I'm asking people, document this stuff, because the purpose is to give God the glory. And there's somebody out there that could have cancer right now that's probably listening. You know, our God can do anything, and he can heal you. He can do it supernaturally like you have here in this story. But he can use doctors. He can use medicine. The main thing is you get God involved before you get the doctors involved. And then if you got doctors, pray for them. But the point is God still heals cancer, and he heals anything. Amen. And sometimes it's not instant. Sometimes it is. But this was a wonderful story. And, you know, and as of, April of this year, they were so rejoicing that they got a miracle of healing of cancer up at the Empty Cross.
Well, our final program is bringing us back with our two incredible ladies. We've had them on this last month, and they've been very special for us. If you would, once again, introduce them.
Okay.
And let's finish up with them.
Okay, and this is today's last show, so we're going to have to tell everything important, ladies. Anything else that you want to share with the folks? But we have Linda Force, and she's a trustee on the Coming King Foundation board and our secretary. And then we have Monica Accomando from Austin, and she just discovered the garden as of one of the tourists and visitors. And so, ladies, why don't we continue the stories that you started? Monica, you want to go ahead and continue your story?
Max, you just mentioned the prayer rocks. There are many people who go up there and write their prayers on the rocks. And when you walk by there, you just see so many. It's just heartbreaking at times when you see that. But you also see rocks where it says, thank you, God, for your faithfulness. It's just, it's overwhelming. Well, when I bring my friends, I don't tell them about anything because I want them to go up there with their own experience. So I just say, it's a nice garden, you know, you'll see what you see. Well, the latest was I brought a friend over, and she's a real prayer warrior. I know her for a long time. She loves to intercede and to pray. So she comes up there, and I hadn't told her anything, nothing about the prayer rocks or anything like that. So she comes up there, and there's the big statue of Jesus, and she just falls down, and she prays and starts praying. And then we're walking a little bit further, and all of a sudden, my friend just falls on her face and starts weeping and crying. And I said, what is it, Megan? What is it? And she says, I don't know. She says, the very rocks, I feel the rocks are crying out to Jesus. The rocks are crying out. And she had not seen the prayers on the rocks. She had not seen anything yet. And I said, Megan, get up. I want to show you something. And we went right there where all the rocks were. And she saw them, and she fell again on her knees and cried out. And then she looked at me. She said, Monica, every single rock, God hears and will answer that prayer.
Wow. Wow. So she was kind of surprised by the Holy Spirit when she got there. And then she got that unction to pray.
Yes.
And at the cross.
Yes, interceding. She stood there for a while just interceding. And she said, Monica, God is moved by every prayer.
Wow. We have hundreds of thousands of rocks up there that we've had to actually go import rocks because people used up all the rocks on the property. So we're bringing them
Which
in.
Which when you saw the rocks in the beginning, you'd think was impossible, yeah. But they did.
Because it's the hill country.
It's hill country.
We supplied magic markers, and we put these rocks in these bins. And it is one of the most popular attractions because it really is. It's kind of like the Wailing Wall in Israel.
Right.
Where they write their messages to God, and they stuck it in between the rocks. Well, we've got limestone rocks, and it's really a beautiful thing. And so, Monica, you were telling us something else, though, about that you were going to share. Why don't you share that?
Well, I just keep on thinking of that open cross because that's really what hooked me, what drew me. I've seen many, in my lifetime, many crosses, many, even gardens where you could meditate, and they're all good. But there's something about this open cross, this huge cross, because our God is big. Our God is big, and that cross is actually little compared to what God right now is doing in this world. And so you stand under that cross, and for me it's, of course, huge. And what came to me is we are living actually in a time where I believe that the churches, the walls are falling. You know, we have Baptists, we have all those denominations, and we all have, they believe this and all that. And I believe we're like a prayer garden. You know, that's nice. Everybody has their own little to bring to
theology.
The table. Yes, okay. But I think it is time that all God's children, His church, has to drop some of that and just look at the open cross and say, Jesus, come back, Jesus, that there is a focus on the Lord rather than just on all this little baptized in the water, out of the water, or whatever. But I think the time has come, and it will come, that we will see a harvest, a church so full of power, so full of the love of Christ, like we have never experienced before, or maybe in Acts. Let's refer back to Acts, because that's all they had was Jesus. And I just want to mention that when you stand under the cross, that's all you think about is the Christ, is Jesus.
So it's really, like you said, a church without walls is kind of what we've got.
That's
and
it.
The one thing, you've noticed a unique thing about the garden is we focus on the main things, the plain things. John Wimber used to say, spend most of your time focusing on the main things and the plain things. And so that's what we do. And so there's 77 verses, Bible verses up there from the Old and New Testament that are there. And they're the main things that all true Christian churches and denominations agree on. And like you say, we can get off to the here and there with all our different theologies and stuff. But if you focus on the main things, that's where the power is. And that's why people are getting changed. Because we're not taking them off in side paths. We're making the connection to Jesus Christ and salvation, then to the Holy Spirit and the power and the baptism and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, and then into healing and physical and emotional, and then in for miracles. And that's why that place is unique. And that's why no matter whether you're a Catholic or a Baptist or a Pentecostal or a Lutheran, if you love Jesus, it's your Jesus.
Amen.
And so just come up and see what He's got. And the cool thing is that people that have been hurt by church, somehow they've been hurt by some pastor, some priest, some whatever, they won't go to church anymore. And yet they will come to this free tourist attraction on the side of a highway in Texas at the same latitude as Israel. And they were surprised by the power of the Holy Spirit when they come. And that's why it works. And I just thank God for you two ladies sharing your testimony here, this week. And because it's been amazing and life-changing, and you both have gone through a lot of stuff in your life. And you've got you here today where the best thing going is Jesus in your lives.
Amen.
And so we thank you.
Ladies, Linda first, any closing words of advice?
Well, I'd just like to say how much I've enjoyed being on the radio show with all of you. So thank you for that. And I love you.
No, thanks, Linda.
Monica, any closing words? Advice?
Yes, I just hope that it comes across when we were talking how great our God is, how faithful He is. I have experienced it over a lifetime. I'm now 40 years with the Lord, and I can tell without saying, I just brag on Him, He has never failed me yet.
Wow. Before we go, would y'all like to say a little prayer for our listeners? Linda?
You want to say a prayer?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you so much for this time together. And Lord, I just pray for everybody that's listening today, Lord, if they don't know you, that they would come to know you, Father. Draw them with your spirit. I pray, Father, that you would give them dreams and visions, and that somehow one of our testimonies will touch their lives, Father, and that they'll call the show and want to give their lives to Christ. Of course, you can just give your life to Jesus wherever you are right now, any place. And I thank you for it, Lord, and I pray that you continue to bless the garden, Lord, and thank you for Max and Sherry, and I ask you, Lord, that you would just continue to bless them as they continue to bless others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And Monica?
I just want to brag on my God again and say we serve a faithful God, and we see that in this garden. We see it all over the world. And as the world gets darker, the church will go brighter and brighter, and we are the light of the world. We will carry it. And I just say, welcome to the prayer garden. Come and visit us.
Ladies, amen. Thank you both for being with us all these shows.
You.
Max,
amen.
How do they reach us?
Just go to the website, thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and we're going to have a prayer of salvation and baptism of the Holy Spirit here in just a moment. And if you have been touched by the Lord, by these testimonies, you have another opportunity to pray with me here in just a few minutes.
All right. Linda and Monica, Max and Sherry Greiner, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
So happy you can be with us today. I have some wonderful comments that people have left, and I am anxious to share those with you. The first one says, I get Holy Spirit chill bumps when I see all that God is doing at the Coming King Sculpture Garden. Thank you for being obedient to the vision God gave you. God said he would send the people to help you grow his garden. And oh, how blessed we are to be one of those who have been called. Serving Jesus is fun. And this comes from Linda and Terry Force. And if you've ever met Linda at the garden, you'll know Linda is fun, and so is Terry. Okay, next from Ryan Hove, Kerrville, Texas. Ryan is our supervisor, director, and office manager at our business. And Ryan says, I'm really excited about the lion going to Israel. I believe there is great spiritual significance to this gesture, some of which we can understand in the present, but much yet to be discovered and understood as time goes by. God knows all. You, Max, are a significant part, piece of his eternal puzzle. And we thank you, Ryan, for giving us that comment. Okay, from Rosalind Bell, sent in through Kerrville Breaking News. Rosalind is a secretary at our Coming King Foundation office and does a great job for everyone, and you'll have to go by and meet her next time you're at the garden. Ross says, come with thankful hearts. Bring your sorrows. Bring your fears. Come for healing of body and mind. Come to pray and feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Come to enrich your life in your walk with the Lord at his prayer garden. Find peace and salvation at the foot of the cross. And Jackie Lopez said, while I was here from Vermont, the moment I sat here to write this request, God had already assigned servants to pray for me, a man and a woman. They prayed for me. Thank you, Lord. Only you knew. And Jackie Lopez sent that one in. And next we have, thank you, Max, for your update. Congratulations on the progress you are making and your laser focus on with what you want to do. This was sent in from Joseph Peck, Dr. Joseph Peck. This video is spectacular. Getting an aerial view really shows the garden better than any number of on-the-ground photos. Wish everyone could visit Kerrville. Eileen Bostad sent this in through Kerrville Breaking News, and she's referring to a drone video that shows everything, and it's just so neat to see it from above. And like she said, you can't even comprehend the dimensions and the whole design of the garden until you see it from the air. Okay, let's see. We have one from Jerry Bolton. I love this place. I live here in Kerrville, Texas, and try to go to the Empty Cross every 2 weeks. It's such a beautiful place, and I always meet some awesome people. And Mrs. Montegario sent in the last one we have today. And she says, hi, fellow Christians. I recently visited the garden and really enjoyed it. It is beautiful. And that's all I have. And thank you for joining us and being with us today. And I'll be back next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians.
Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.